It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Devin Newsom. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
Hey, everybody. I love Jess's singing voice. He's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like listen to that harmony at the end. It's perfect.
It is.
So nice.
He knows how to really stitch a song together, Frankenstein stuff together.
He does. I mean, basically, it was just recording over an instrumental track.
Yeah.
But
I
mean,
I had to Frankenstein his stuff too.
It sounds good, though. It sounds good. Thank you, Jess, for putting in that work.
Yes, thank you again. Hi, I'm George Dunn. Welcome to this Second Shot podcast, not the Second Shot podcast. Just Second Shot. what am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm George Dunn.
Suitcases. I'm Devin Newsom.
Oh, God damn it. I was so proud of it, like, the moment it happened. I was just like, I'm really happy with your reaction.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's just like, it's a law of diminishing returns if there ever was one.
It's like how Chadwick Boseman feels about doing the Wakanda salute or whatever now.
The Wakanda forever
across his chest. Like, you could tell he doesn't like doing that anymore.
Yeah, like, I mean, not to say that he was bad in Infinity War, but he definitely seemed like the least present. I mean, he also just shot an entire movie. Like,
they didn't give him a big part, which I assume is because his movie just came out. But.
Yeah, and they're like, they didn't know how audiences were going to react to it. They didn't know it was going to be just barely smaller than Infinity War.
Right. I think they actually went back and like added a little bit more like Shuri.
It wouldn't surprise
me at
all.
Like because of her success. But I mean, Wakanda was huge in that movie, but
it's big, but it could have been just a regular field. Like you wouldn't even know.
Right.
Like plot wise, it's like, I don't want to get too much into spoilers. I don't think it's too much to say that they fight in Wakanda. It's in the trailer.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, it's like a nondescript field and then some forest.
Yeah. I mean, you have like the force field that they ended up having to just let down anyway. And let them through. But I am just now remembering because we talked about this in the Black Panther.
Possible spoilers.
Well, no, we talked about this in the Black. Well, possible spoilers. We talked about this in the Black Panther review that we wish they brought those like vibranium plated rhinos back.
Yeah.
I don't think they were in Infinity War as far
they
as I can
weren't.
Recall. Yeah, it was like,
there was someone at work that last week or whatever after Infinity War came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was he's a guy who's like, I don't know, Black Panther was okay. And I'm like, all right, dude, like, we get it. Like, fucking, you waited in line to go see Ready Player One. Get the fuck out of here. But, like, he's just like, it's a movie where they have armor on rhinos. I don't fucking understand it. They're already basically armored. I'm like, one, it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Two, that looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
And if you want to get real nerdy, it's vibranium.
It's fucking vibranium.
It's vibranium. Like, fucking get the shit out of here.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't know, I just thought it was like, they made him like James Bond and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, what's it?
What? Do you not like James Bond?
Yeah, like, that seems to be an argument
against
your
points. What
movie
were you going to see?
Yeah.
But how are you, Devin? we got that venting process.
We got our anger out. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah,
we did some good work for the world. Last week, helped out some.
Finally, we're back, and we talked about how everyone's childhood is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're staying on that John Goodman kick this week. I'm excited about it.
Oh shit! I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we're like,
oh my god,
John
yes.
Goodman is almost as big
John
as
Great
Fast
Man.
And the Furious is on the show.
I kind of want to get you to watch Roseanne, but I know it's. I don't want to compromise morals, but like,
I might do that for an episode. I might get into it because I used to watch Roseanne, so technically this would be a second shot getting back into it. But
we could do the John Goodman trilogy. Is there any other like malign John Goodman movies?
Oh yeah, Red State.
Oh, we could do Red State. I don't like Kevin Smith. I'd be down for one of those.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot we could go for.
I think we should do a John Goodman month.
I'm in. I'm totally in. I will watch John Goodman all day.
Oh, same here.
Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, but pretty much everybody likes that.
I would hope so.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do Cloverfield Paradox, but I don't ever want to see that movie again.
I didn't mind that one.
Really?
I didn't mind it. Thought it was goofy. Cool.
There were moments, but it just made me want to watch Event Horizon, because that's really all it is. But yeah, I don't even really like Event Horizon. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to talk about this, because I actually never seen it until a few weeks ago when I sat down to watch it just like
on really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'd heard so many just bad things about it.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that in a little bit. But, yeah.
About you? What's going on with you, dude?
Oh, not much. I mean, I went to go to Columbus to go see my brother and me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was super cool. They were great.
They were good live?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, it's always weird seeing like a podcast live. It's just people sitting at a table talking.
Right.
And they don't really do anything particularly special for live shows, except for they ask the audience questions.
Okay.
Or they have the audience ask them questions.
Yeah.
But it's just very funny. Like, I mean, it's hard when you have the one guy on the laptop that's supposed to be like the researcher or the, you know, and he's just kind of sitting there. He looks bored.
Right.
Because he's just on a computer. but fuck, they aren't funny.
That's awesome.
It's so good. They are so just like naturally. It seems so effortless for them just to be like weird and bounce off each other.
And all that chemistry. Yeah. Just plays well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing podcasts live is definitely. It's definitely different. I mean, you get to see, like, I went and saw Hollywood Babylon a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman, and they were hilarious live, and there was actually a lot to offer live to that show, but they do offer, like, a video stream service if you want to watch their shows live. But they do, like, video clips and funny pictures from the internet, and Kevin is constantly, like, filleting his microphone and doing all kinds of weird stuff live that you don't hear.
He makes dick jokes?
He does.
What?
Yeah. And God. Seeing them live in 3D. Oh, yeah.
Wait, seeing in 3D? What?
Seeing them live in 3D, his dick jokes are great.
I thought you were like their live streams were broadcast in 3D. Like, seems unnecessary.
That'd be amazing. Or XD, so you could feel sperm hitting your face.
Ooh, I like it.
But I saw him like the first show, I think it was his first show back after a show or two back after the heart attack.
Yeah, it was.
So he was already down a bunch of pounds and feeling healthier. And
he's vegan now, right?
Yes.
Dan Harmon won't shut the fuck up about talking to Kevin Smith on his podcast.
So, really?
Yeah, because he was just on it like a month ago or so.
Oh, okay.
It was like right after his heart attack.
Okay.
And Dan Harmon only talks about how Kevin Smith's vegan now and how he's just like, he's angry at the fans for being angry at him for being vegan.
Yeah. That's always like a thing in Hollywood that's like, it's kind of fucked up. Somebody's just trying to be healthy. Like, I remember people
literally had a total blockage in his artery.
Yeah, like, complete.
What did Dan Harmon say? He's like, I had 40, you know, 5 good years of eating meat. I think I can let it go now.
But yeah, like at some point, like you do realize, and like getting close to 30, even like obviously, I'm young still, but now I'm thinking about like all this stuff happening. I'm like, maybe I should not eat so much fucking sugar and bullshit all the time.
I pulled a muscle in my neck laying in my bed the other day. It still hurts.
I eat like garbage, and like I don't gain any weight, so I'm totally aware that it's probably just all blocking up in my arteries.
Right? Yeah, it's gonna hit both of us pretty hard, pretty quick.
Yeah. So like, suck. Yeah, I remember people tearing up like Jonah Hill about that kind of thing back in the day. You know, like,
yeah, Jonah Hill looks great.
Yeah, I mean, like people.
He's not like Drew Carey. He's not like scary.
Jonah Hill, Galifianakis. Like, yeah, Drew Carey does look a little weird, but Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, he's healthy. And yeah, he's, you know, I mean, Price is Right and whatever.
Exactly. But, like, I mean, and we see what happens when it goes the other way. Chris Farley did not fix himself, and
I mean, that was a lot of drugs,
too. Yeah, it was drugs, too, but still, taking care of yourself in general.
Yeah.
Eminem made shitty music when he got sober.
I mean, you go back and you're listening to it now, and you're like, was it ever really good? It was the 90s.
That's another episode.
Like, I was a staunch defender of Eminem for way longer than it should have. And then I saw that freestyle, that Trump freestyle. I'm like, oh, wait, is he bad?
He's not bad. It's all, like, off the dome.
That was really bad, that freestyle.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good?
I mean, for that to just come fresh off the dome, not written, I feel like it's
pretty
tough. Yes,
but he doesn't say anything that I haven't read on anyone's Twitter account ever.
I mean,
he's not saying anything new in that thing.
Everyone said everything you can say about that, so.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty crappy.
I don't know. I didn't listen to his newest album. His new singles didn't impress me.
Oh, I heard
me,
it's awful. But yeah. I didn't even bother with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just watched Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, full disclosure, I watched it a few weeks ago. You watched most of it.
I watched most of it. I got to the... I was, like, because we're trying to get over here. It was a long movie, and
yeah, it's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I made it pretty far, and eventually, like, the Netflix froze.
Oh, it froze.
During the Grand Prix at the end.
I mean, there's a lot happening.
And yeah, then I was like, maybe that's a sign. I should just go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's start off with the fact that it's a 2.5 hour children's movie.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what they were thinking. So this movie came out in 2008. It actually came out, I think, 10 years ago this month.
Is it?
It's yeah, really May 9th. Oh, actually, years. 10 years ago today.
Today? Seriously?
Well, the day of the recording.
Wow.
North American, May 9th, 2008.
That's crazy.
And I remember everybody, like, I was super stoked for it because I loved the Matrix movies. I even, like, Revolutions at the time.
Okay.
I was like, fuck yeah, Revolutions, dude.
Yeah.
We'll go back and talk about those, too, because that is, Revolutions is not a good movie. But
I still haven't seen that.
Really?
Yeah, all the way through.
Oh, you gotta finish it.
Yeah.
And, okay, no, you're right. You kind of don't. But, you know, the most interesting thing about The Matrix is everything outside of The Matrix.
Right? Yeah.
And Jada Pinkett Smith, for some reason. Yeah, but I was super stoked for this. And then, like, I heard so many bad reviews. Like really, like, just visceral hatred for this movie.
Tore it apart.
Yeah. So I just stayed away from it. And it kind of just, like, built up in my mind as being one of those, like, oh, this is just a shitty movie that, you know, like, came out and was, like, you know, sophomore slump or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, oh, I guess the Wachowski sisters are just terrible now. Yeah. And I didn't see anything until Cloud Atlas, and then I was giant egg on my face because that movie is incredible.
That movie was a pretty good movie. Kind of long, a couple weird things, but
well,
I
yeah, it's like 3.5
overall.
Hours.
Yeah.
But the music, oh, the music in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
But I, you know, I saw this movie, I think right after, I don't think I saw it in theaters. I think I saw it right when it came out on video, on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, growing up, I loved the Speed Racer cartoon. Like, my dad was a huge fan when it, like, originally aired, I guess. So, of course, you pass on those things to your kids.
Yeah.
And I was into it too. Like, I mean, I loved the beginning of this movie, how they, hit you in, like, on the title screen with a...
Yeah, I mean, the colors, like,
oh,
kaleidoscope, and then, like, the spinning camera, it's all, like, one take, telling the story
yeah.
back and forth.
Just, like, hit me with nostalgia right away, and, like, you're gonna get me into it. Like, I even went back and had to, like, watch an episode of the original cartoon, because I needed
really?
To hear the theme song, and, like, here comes Speed Racer, he's a demon on wheels. Did you ever
demon?
Watch the cartoon? Yeah. He's
I
a
didn't.
Demon on wheels.
The animation really, like, turned me off to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that I was never really a big fan of anime. Just,
okay.
like, I could, even as a kid, I knew it was, like, cheaply made.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, still, I mean, it's anime made in the 60s.
No, I mean, I get, like, I get, like, but at the time, it was just not really, it didn't do anything for me.
Okay.
Plus, I just, like, I don't care about cars or any of that kind
but
of stuff.
But you love Fast and the Furious. So
yeah,
that's...
hey, Devin, you know there's no logic to my train of thought.
I should stop trying.
my favorite bands are Chumbawamba and Nine Inch Nails. Also, Bare Naked Ladies. So, yeah, I never watched, like, the cartoon. And, like, I'd probably seen bits and pieces here and there and, like, you know, Boomerang and whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, I had no attachment to Speed Racer. I just was interested because I love The Matrix so much. I just love the Wachowskis. That I was just like, ooh, let's do this. And just for whatever reason, I never got to it. But oh, and Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah.
I've always had such a crush on Christina Ricci. I don't know why I didn't see this movie.
It's a big cast. I mean, you got Christina Ricci, John Goodman, Emile Hirsch, Matthew Fox.
Neil Hirsch is really good in this movie. He plays Speed.
Oh, yeah.
I love that they're just the Racer family.
Susan Sarandon. Yeah, the Racer family.
So I guess this movie's so fucking nuts.
It is pretty wild.
It is. So I've seen a lot of weird movies in my life, but, like, sitting down to, like, actually watch this movie, like, I was probably, like, a beer in already. And I'm just like, all right, let's do this. Fuck it. Why not? I didn't know it was 2.5 hours. So
okay.
I was like, it was real late.
It's long for
too.
The ride.
But this is probably one of the craziest movies I've ever seen.
Oh, it is.
Like, especially with the budget. It's like a $120 million movie or something like that.
Jesus.
Like, yeah, it was a really big budget movie. Yeah, the budget was $120 million, and it only made $93 million. So it didn't do well. It did well, but it didn't make the money it was supposed to.
Right.
Especially coming off of The Matrix. But, yeah, I mean, just, like, visually, this movie just doesn't stop. It doesn't give you a break for even a second.
No, and, I mean, that was the pace of the original cartoon. Like, whenever people parody Speed Racer, it's, like, it's always the fast talking and,
mm-hmm. Speed, you need to get to the end of the race safely. Why is there a monkey running around?
My brother's best friend's with a monkey. Oh, he's in the trunk. Ah.
Ah. But no, they totally picked up on that pace. You're absolutely right. It is an insane, like, breakneck pace. They tried to, like, get some of the talking. They played it down a little bit in certain, like, more emotional
moments.
The
opening of the movie with everyone bouncing off of each other, like, just reacting as if they had a minute to think about it just as soon as a person stops talking.
Exactly.
It was really cool. It was really cool to see, like, basically just an anime live action like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the driving stuff is pretty incredible. If it's a little cut too quick where you can't even really tell what's going on sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel, intentional.
Yeah.
But, like, just, like, the style of this movie is visually, the colors, the CG, just, like, cars bouncing, like, spinning and, like, butting each other and then just going back and just, like, there's no actual physics in this movie.
Oh, no.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's just, like, and, oh, my God, there's so much, I don't even know what to even start. Like, I guess, let's hone in on, like, I don't know, like, the characters. What do you think of the character of Speed before we get into, like, well, yeah, Speed.
I mean, Speed, he's a hero. He's driven by his fascination of racing and, I mean, his love for his family as well. That's where it was instilled from him, from his youth, Pops trying to get the automotive company off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then his idolizing his brother. And then once his brother dies, obviously that's stuck with you forever. And now you've got, like, a complex. And, I think he, in this movie, when I originally saw it, I wasn't too impressed. I really didn't like it. And on the second viewing, I don't know what it was about it. Maybe I'm just, like, a little bit more open to campiness and when it's done intentionally like this.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a character who is, I mean, it's tough for me because I look at it from a real standpoint of what later went on to happen in Emil Hirsch's career.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, like, using that as, like, his story in this movie as a symbolism for what happens in the entertainment industry.
Well, I think this whole movie is about, like, the Wachowskis kind of reacting to the studio and how they were treated by the studio with The Matrix.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of art versus commerce in this movie.
Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, you're right. Like, what's the bad guy's name? The main, like, the guy who, like, comes to their house. But he's very clearly, like, supposed to symbolize, like, the Warner Brothers as a whole, of being like, come and nice, and we'll help you out. We'll make your movie, and then, you know, just, like, swallow it whole, and just, like, the Matrix is now an entity. You know, like, the Wachowskis are the a conglomeration of an item for you to sell,
right?
As opposed to individual artists, mm-hmm. who are here to make art. Which, I mean, for a $120 million movie,
mm-hmm.
this movie is, like, very much an art film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. it is super duper experimental, especially in 2008.
Oh yeah,
like the only movie I can compare this to that I've seen, at least. After this, at least, is Scott Pilgrim.
Okay.
And even Scott Pilgrim's more restrained than this movie.
Yeah, I see those similarities.
Like, because it's just super hyper-real, you know, like, but it also has, it is trying to say something about something. Maybe this one is a bit sloppier, like, the story is not the greatest in this.
Right.
And I think Speed's motivation and Speed's arc, it's mm-hmm. a little weird. Like, it really doesn't start until halfway through the movie where he's like, I don't know who I am. I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, the first half is him just kind of defining, kind of being left in the shadow as brother.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like trying to just, like, I'm just here to help out Pops.
Right.
But then halfway through the movie, he's like, I don't know what I'm racing for. And that's where it really starts to kick in,
mm-hmm.
which is weird because the whole desert stuff, you could basically take that out of the movie and it basically be the same movie. I mean, the desert stuff's probably my favorite stuff in the movie.
Yeah, it was super cool. I think, and it also reminded me of like Mad Max.
Oh yeah.
Which I enjoyed that. And it was, I didn't notice it before, I don't think. But like they spliced in the montage of all the racers who were like becoming blinded by this money, and now we're going to try to kill Speed because mm-hmm. they folded and they sold
there's
out.
Like the Viking one, and then they what was the other one?
It's like the Viking guy. There was like the they kind of looked like little army dudes.
Well, they're all
bit.
Twins too.
Yeah, and like the is... Fox sisters or whatever. Mm-hmm. The
God, what is his name? I'm looking at the all these names are just so weird. Like, so we got Speed Racer, Racer X. God damn it. Oh man, I forgot about Inspector Detector.
Oh yeah.
This whole movie, like our conversation about it was just like all over the place because that's kind of what this movie's like.
Oh yeah.
Like there's a fucking monkey in this movie. That he wears like and it's him and Spritel. First of all, Spritel's the greatest name I've ever heard in a movie before in my life. But Spritel and his friend chimpanzee Chim Chim.
Yep.
And they're just trying to get candy, and they dress up in a.
And that's all they did in the entire cartoon. They'd pop out of trunks in
it's
places
great,
you weren't expecting.
Because it has nothing to do with exactly. The movie except for that one scene in the trunk.
Yeah.
Which again, you could have taken that part of the movie, and it really wouldn't have changed much.
And it's so anime. It's so anime just to have a character just like. Little kid and a monkey stealing candy and throwing poop at people.
Wearing
and...
a trench coat.
Yeah.
And the monkey is the top part.
Genius.
God, this movie's so good. What else? So like, John Goodman.
Yes.
Plays Pop the Racer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like that transition between like fat John Goodman and skinny John Goodman.
Yeah.
So he's got like boobs, and it was a little upsetting to me. I could not look at his boobs. But man, is he? I mean, he's John Goodman, so he's good in everything.
John Goodman's eyes are up there, George.
That's true. It's 2018. I can't objectify John Goodman. But God damn it, he's good in this movie.
Oh yeah.
He's such a good dad. Like not Pops as a like John Goodman as an actor is just a great dad.
Oh yeah.
I want him to be my dad.
Perfect. Yeah. He's a good man.
He's a great man.
He plays the role well, especially I loved like when he finally like put his dukes up after the ninjas came to try to attack Speed. And he just
forgot about there's a fucking ninja in this movie.
Oh, it's amazing. But then here's Pops with this Greco-Roman wrestling championship ring, slams him down. And then later you get that really good scene with him and Speed talking when he reveals, he's like, I didn't lose your brother when he died. I lost him right back here when I told him or when I showed him that this company was more important than what I was showing to him.
Yeah. I like that they mirrored that scene of him leaving, you know, and it turned, I like that it was like, oh shit, it's going to end the same way. It's going to suck. And then there's going to be some weird schmaltzy ending.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, they're just like, he learned from his mistake. I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It was a great scene. And like, I get why this movie was so well received back then. For one, it's a little weird that they tried to mine the Speed Racer. Goal.
It's like 2008 was not clamoring for Speed Racer movie.
Yeah, like I mean, even our generation, like some of us had seen it because of our parents, but not many. It wasn't that popular amongst our generation.
Yeah, I mean, like Boomerang was just starting to be a channel, so like it was around. And, like, you know, Cartoon Network would show it on occasion. But it was always that show that I would be like, oh, this thing's on. This old show's on, so I guess I'll turn on, I don't know, Cow and Chicken or something. Like,
well, it's like you get these waves, I think, of where they try to make live-action anime work in Hollywood.
This is one of the few, like, Americanized animes that worked.
Yeah, this is, like,
entirely whitewashed.
This is right around the time of Dragon Ball, which didn't work.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
That was terrible. And I think they tried to do a few other adaptations that I can't recall at the moment.
Well, I mean, this movie came out less than a month after Iron Man, the first Iron Man.
Okay.
Which, I mean, like, you know, we all know what Marvel did to basically cinema.
Right.
For the last 10 years.
Right.
So I mean, like, this does feel like way ahead of its time.
A little bit.
Like, it's just really weird. Yeah, it's a really, really weird choice for the Wachowskis to choose this right after Matrix.
Mm.
Like, I mean, they could literally do anything. So obviously, this was a passion project for them. But like, right. I feel like most of their stuff is a passion project.
Yeah.
Because they can.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is just like making a 2.5 hour kids movie about Speed Racer is just like it's baffling.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It really doesn't. And maybe
I'm genuinely surprised it made $93 million. Honestly, well, like
it made that much.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not.
It's a lot. Yeah, I mean, but it's just really weird.
probably benefited from all the fans of that, like the parents taking their kids or whatever.
I mean, yeah, it's got the Wachowski's post Matrix wave.
Yeah, so they benefit from all that, but it does seem before its time. You're right, and I think they had all this technology and this like cinematography to make it look like it as good as it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were kind of like just trying to take advantage of that and hoping it would catch on, and really didn't though.
Oh, sorry. I'm reading the Wikipedia. I just read that both Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Shia LaBeouf were originally supposed to be Speed Racer.
Mm.
Can you imagine Shia LaBeouf as Speed Racer?
Oh, it would not work.
That's post. I think it's post Transformers.
Yeah, I could see Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but I think Emile Hirsch did a good job.
Oh, Emile Hirsch was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's a good, like, clean, like squeaky clean kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I could see that, but Shia LaBeouf. I mean, I guess we didn't really look at Shia LaBeouf the same way we do now back in 2008.
He still had this a little bit grittier edge to him.
Yeah, I guess. Because that was probably, what? When did Kingdom of the Crystal Skull come out?
It was like 2010, 11.
10 or 11. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it was like, that was like the transition where he's like, I'm going to try and be rough by wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Mutt. That's another one. I don't really want to go back and watch that one. But I think we should do an episode on that.
Possibly. I don't want to either. But
I rewatched it a while ago, and it's...
Maybe
it's,
when the new one comes out.
Chelsea's never seen them, so we're going through them right now. So. Okay.
Well,
maybe it'll give me more incentive to go back and watch them.
You got some good movies, and then one really bad movie to watch.
That's true. So, you know what? I watched Temple of Doom the other day. It's not good. It's a really bad movie.
But I love that movie. You gotta love that movie.
I don't. I never had any affection for
that
movie.
It's iconic.
I mean, there's moments. The chase scene, the minecart chase scene is fun. But everything else, it's almost like Spielberg forgot how to make a movie for like one movie. It was really, it's really weird. It's very sloppy. But I digress. Speed Racer. Oh, man. Like, I'm just looking at a picture of the car now. The car looks beautiful. It's super cool. Like, this whole movie's just style is just, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just kind of fawning over this movie now.
The Mach 5 is fucking one of the most beautiful cars. Always, like, from a kid, first time seeing it, I'm just totally, like, drawn to it. It looks so cool. Like, that big fucking M on it. It does all this cool shit. And
Production design in this movie is just great.
It looks really cool on the screen, yeah.
Especially, like, a movie that is almost entirely green screen. And this is after Star Wars.
Yeah,
you know, which couldn't make it to save its fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, and that movie had like tripled its budget. Yeah, I mean, this movie just all around just overall looks really, really good. Oh, here he is, Arnold Royalton. That's the bad guy's name.
Okay, Royalton, that's right.
Yeah, he was really good in this. I liked him as like just a real mustache twirling villain.
Yeah, he was like kind of a little like fake Tim Curry a little bit, like you could see.
He is
Tim
kind
Curry
of like a poor man's Tim Curry.
Yeah, but yeah, he was good. Like that scene when Speed turns down the offer, and he like goes on that big rant of what's going to happen as soon as he turns it down. It's like,
yeah, he really just turns on a dime there.
Oh yeah, he just totally puts it up to 10, and is like, your family is going to go bankrupt, and that's why you have to take this offer, you racy scum, or whatever he said. I don't know. He get really
racist scum.
I can't even do it.
What are you doing, Doug?
Not even
don't
that angry.
Even try.
I can't play that angry.
Inspector Detector and Racer X. Racer X looked cool as shit.
Yeah.
I was not like, when I was like, oh, okay, so they're going to have a guy with a mask in his face. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So how far did you get in? So you got to towards the end.
I got to the Grand Prix where right after what's his face? Cannonball? Is that his name?
Cannonball's the other racer?
Yeah. Right after he spear hooks him and they both crash.
Okay, so they showed the camera seeing the spear hook and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's not much left after that.
Yeah, it was almost to the end.
Finishes the race and then, you know, Inspector Detector goes up to Racer X. He's like, while they're watching the race, and like, you ever feel bad about not telling the truth? He's like, not at all. And they flash back and he's like, he is his brother.
Yeah.
Everybody
saw that coming.
I saw it coming and then they're like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's nice. It's a nice little reveal of like, no, he's not. He's just another guy. And it's like, no, he is.
Hey, yeah. We were just kidding about that whole thing before.
I think it's a little sweet that.
How did they explain it? Like, he got.
They didn't really explain it. They show a flashback.
Okay.
And it's like, so he got in there. He didn't actually crash. And then they just had like facial surgery.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say like his face had to be different.
Yeah.
But
speaking of different faces, I just saw Face Off for the other day. God damn, that movie's amazing.
Jessica Jones season 2 also.
I haven't even gotten that far.
Oh shit.
Spoilers, dude.
My bad. I forget how the whole story went down with Racer X in the cartoons. I remember always loving Racer X also. Mm-hmm. Thought he was super badass. But I forget the whole mythology. Of the cartoons. I want to go back and watch them now.
Yeah, I mean...
I think they're on Hulu.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm going to go back and watch them now.
Cool. Yeah, I might watch a little bit. I don't know. I don't really care that much. I say that like I'm actually going to do it. I've been watching nothing but YouTube videos all month.
I'll probably watch one and get bored of it.
Yeah, I've just been playing Grand Theft Auto and turning on YouTube videos in the background. Because this is where I'm at in my life. Really nice out, and I'm laying in bed, pulling a muscle in my neck. I don't know. What else you got? Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about with this thing? Because, I mean, like, there's just so much that happens. Like, Christina Ricci's great.
Yeah.
What's her name? Trixie. It's just like, look out, Speed.
Yeah, Trixie, yeah.
It's like real goofy. And
another great character.
See, what I liked about this was like everybody seemed to know what kind of movie they were in.
Yeah.
Even the ones who were like kind of treating it a little bit more seriously, like Emil Hirsch. Like he's very, very straight-laced.
Yeah.
But
his facial expressions and everything while he was driving was perfect. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even like to the... when Speed finishes the race... He like spins out and then just jumps out and he just stops immediately.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, peace out.
So cool.
So he's like, all right, cool.
So anime.
Oh, it's great. Matthew Fox just like fucking nailing it.
Yeah.
Like, just like, all he does is lower. He does what, what's his name, did in Dread, where he just only acts with the lower part of his face and he fucking nails it.
Yeah.
It's so good. But even like when he starts laughing, it's a little weird. In that scene where he raises Speed,
yeah,
I'm like, oh no, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna stab him?
What else do I want? I mean,
Susan Sarandon.
Sarandon, yeah, gotta love her. And
he's proud to be your mom.
him racing against his brother's time trial ghost was really cool in the beginning.
Yeah, that was it was a good little visual.
Interpretation
of like, oh, they're just racing each other.
Yeah,
it's like a good old thing.
But then, man, Emil, I mentioned earlier, like, this movie kind of, like, Emil Hirsch, his career, maybe he had these issues long before, but, like, getting wrapped up in the big business of Hollywood, his career took a big nosedive.
Well, he was always kind of, like, an indie darling, like...
I mean, the money they put into this, he was on the rise. He was a rising star for sure. Like, he was in Lords of Dogtown and Alpha Dog right before this movie.
Yeah, Lords of Dog, Girl Next Door.
Alpha Dog hit
Into
huge.
The Wild was
Into the Wild,
the movie he did right before this. Then he was in Milk, Taking Woodstock, which is Who Gives a Shit. Oh, he's in Killer Joe. I haven't seen Killer Joe yet.
But then he kind of revealed himself to be kind of a jerk.
Really?
I think, yeah, and like. He got, let me read the story. It was like some kind of assault, like some kind of domestic abuse thing.
Aggravated assault, inflicting an altercation, and with a Paramount executive at a nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, fancy.
Danielle Bernfield. Yep. And, yeah, so, like, he had that assault, went to jail and stuff, and, like, I don't think Hollywood's really done much with him since.
I mean, he's got some stuff under his belt, but, I mean, it's not, like, I feel like, yeah, nothing on the rise of, like, yeah, no, there's nothing here. Oh, no, actually, you know what? Fuck that. Autopsy of Jane Doe is fucking incredible.
Really?
That movie's so great.
I never saw it.
It's a horror movie, but it's a movie with Brian Cox.
Okay.
And it does not go the way you expect it to. It's fucking great.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely check out that one. If you haven't, if you're listening, watch Autopsy of Jane Doe. It's very good. Yeah, I don't know. The Wachowskis, what else have you seen of theirs other than obviously The Matrix?
I saw Cloud Atlas.
Have you watched Sense8 at all?
I have not, but people have been telling me really good things about it.
Yeah. I watched the first episode. It was interesting. It's very weird.
Well, they just released like a movie to end everything or something.
Yeah,
like
it got canceled, but then there was like a Save Sense8 campaign that kind of got in the works.
Okay.
What else did they do? They produced V for Vendetta. Oh, they wrote it. I didn't know that. Okay. That's good to know. I never saw Jupiter Ascending, but I kind of feel like I need to.
I heard it was terrible.
I did too, but...
Yeah. Heard this was terrible.
Well, I feel like this might be... I feel like Jupiter Ascending might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
I feel like, from what I hear, it's them cramming a lot into a little.
Okay.
You know, and it's already... Like, I think it's a two-hour movie. I think it is shorter than Speed Racer, which I don't even know how you could do. Oh, no, it's not. It's about the same length. Never mind. But it's still nuts that, you, like, from what I hear, it's like basically a trilogy of movies they originally wrote condensed down into one movie.
Okay.
You
haven't seen much else of their work.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot about those Matrix video games.
Those were good.
Yeah.
Those were real fun. I played the heck out of those and watched Animatrix heavily. Very many times.
Animatrix was pretty good from what I remember. There was that one with the running that really made me sick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was almost going to vomit. Yeah, Wachowskis are good. I like them. I don't know. I think that's it. I got nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Other than just it's a wildly underrated movie.
Yeah, I think people should watch this one.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, really. Like, we didn't spoil anything because we were not focused at all.
Watch it with an open mind because it is an anime adaptation, which, like, they're starting to do again in Hollywood, and they're getting better at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably a lot of people could take from this movie as far as how an anime adaptation is displayed in a live action sense on screen.
Like that Akita Battle Angel.
Yeah, like that. I mean, that.
Whenever that comes out.
Is that Cameron?
Cameron produced it.
Okay.
But Robert Rodriguez is doing it.
Okay.
So that's what's making me worry about it.
I don't know.
It looks very good.
It looks really solid.
But Robert Rodriguez, yeah. I don't know. I have weird things about him.
And, like, I don't know. What was the other one they did with what's her face just recently? Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, right, Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell. I heard that wasn't that great. And I hear they're doing Akira now too. So
yeah, but they've been talking about Akira for years. I mean, I still haven't seen the original Akira, but that's on me. That's my weird anime dislike. But I don't understand why. Like, I get like making live action versions of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they're whitewashed sometimes, though. Like, this movie's super whitewashed.
Yeah, big time.
For whatever reason, it works for the most part. Is there any Asian people in this movie?
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's the brother and sister. There's a few of the bad drivers.
Oh, right, yeah. I forgot about that whole subplot.
Yeah.
That whole subplot's a weird detour. Like, this movie's not perfect. It definitely, like, meanders a lot.
Mm-hmm. Could have been a little shorter.
All the desert stuff, like I said, is kind of just pretty unnecessary, but it's kind of the most fun part of the movie.
Yeah, it looks cool.
With like a ninja dropping poison on a string and stuff.
Right.
And like,
Oh, and then other sick scene in that was when that dude's car flipped and Racer X jumped his car to punch him in the face. That was amazing.
Or in the mob boss who made the guy stick his finger in the piranha tank.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like his whole room is just in the back of a truck.
a big old truck, yeah. That was pretty cool.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. I forgot about that punch in the face. That was fucking funny.
It's like, damn, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Racer X, man. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Big might time. Dress up as Racer X for Halloween now.
He was one of the coolest characters, I think, ever.
Super
in
easy
anime.
To do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got that. All right. Well, Devin, is this a hit or a miss for you?
It's a hit. Watch it.
It's a hit. Yeah, it's definitely a hit for me. Yeah. I'm all about this shit. Happy 10-year anniversary, Speed Racer. I'm sure we did you justice.
Yes. For anybody searching online for the 10-year anniversary of Speed Racer, we might get some hits because probably no one else is talking about it.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's on Netflix, so I mean, if you get the chance, watch it. But like, yeah, if you're one of those people who heard about the show because you were just searching through Tumblr, I feel like is a probably place where people listen to or watch Speed Racer. if you found it, email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com and let us know, because I'm genuinely interested in how some people find this stuff. Or if you're just like someone who said fuck Speed Racer and you're like, you listened to this for whatever reason and decided you wanted to watch it and liked it. Or didn't like it.
Tell us why it's bad.
Yeah, tell us why it's bad. I would like to have a conversation with someone who doesn't like this movie, because I guess I kind of get it. Like, it does run out a little bit of steam, or it gets exhausting, I guess. But yeah, I'd love to have a conversation about that. But yeah, if anything else, secondshotpod@gmail.com, secondshotpod@Twitter, Instagram.
We on the Facebook too.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. I almost said Snapchat, but we don't have a Snapchat because Snapchat's dumb.
No, that'd be weird.
Yeah, I barely Snapchat as it is, let alone for a podcast.
Just do an Instagram story.
Exactly. We're adults. We use Instagram. Devin, you got anything you want to plug or anything you want to talk about real quick before we go?
Do I have anything to plug? I don't think so. Outside of like. Just continue to listen to you above, below, ENT, and Lazy Weather Media shows across the board. What else? If you want to hire me and my beautiful voice, I now have a resume of doing audio blogs for Metro Health about.
We're
going
to get Devin's SAG or SAG nomination or what? Oh, God damn it. SAG card. There we go.
Yes, yes. I am available for voice work.
I am too, but I understand why you won't buy me. anything else? I got
pretty sure you got a show this evening.
By the time this comes out, it's if you're listening to this before 8 o'clock on Thursday the 9th, a friend of the show, Kyle Wirtz, and I are gonna be showing found footage at
Thursday the tenth.
Today's the 9th. Yes. We're showing found footage at May Halls at 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock. For Sam D's show, Nice Try. There's going to be improv and a drag king dating game and stuff like that. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, friend of the show, Lisa Sanchez, and I are showing a movie at May Halls on the 31st of May called Board in Flames. Check it out. The money goes to preterm to help for abortion access.
Good cause.
So, yeah, come out to that and... Or don't, and just call us liberal snowflakes on the internet.
Or don't, and just give them money. You don't have to go.
Do that, yeah.
Just give them money.
And then just, I don't know, watch Mad Max or something. That's a pretty good movie.
Or just watch the desert scene from Speed Racer.
Just watch Speed Racer. but definitely come out, because I don't want to do this for nobody. We will be back next week. I'm not sure what we're doing yet. I have an idea, but I want to keep it a secret.
Yes.
Because I don't want to make a fool of myself. all right. Well,
Speed Racer.
Go, Speed Racer. I don't know the song. Go,
Speed Racer.
All right, bye.
Go, Speed Racer.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, he bet your life's eraser to see it through. Go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go. He's often flying as he guns a car around.